questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, if you have been following such shows, we are trying to answer some doubts on misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs with presence of Islamic scholars from Qom Seminary students. We have today invited Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary School, as an Islamic researcher, to answer the questions of ours in this very session. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us, Sheikh, to have you here. Now, we want to ask you from the respected guest speaker of the show, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, is about, let's say, relations that we start to happen in cyberspace. Some say that, okay, relations between non-mahrams in the cyberspace is not recommended, and it's sometimes they become haram and unlawful, let's say. But we want to say what happens what is the case if the relation starts to happen with the intention of leading to marriage? Can it really start such relations in order to end it with marriage and with selecting our spouse in our life in cyberspace? So what is an Islamic viewpoint in this regard, dear Sheikh? And tell us if we are allowed to have some relations with, let's say, non-mahrams and strangers on the cyberspace. Or no, it's totally haram and we have to refrain from doing it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see that talking about the interaction between opposite gender in cyberspace or in social media, it has actually not much difference between the, in person, or for example, you have it in social media.
Yeah.
Whatever is forbidden in interaction in person, you can have it in social media. For example, according to the verse of Noble Quran, when you want to talk to opposite gender, first of all, it should be in a decent way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, according to the verse of Noble Quran, to have the kinds of decent talking with opposite gender, not to have this kind of lustful talking to other, opposite gender. It is, according to the verse of Noble Quran, we have these kinds of interaction with opposite gender. The same idea is to the, social media. Again, mm-hmm. In social media, you cannot have this kind of lustful talk to the opposite gender. Rather, it should be in a very decent way.
Yeah.
But, it is theoretically speaking, we wanted to expand on some of the Islamic laws in this regard. But practically speaking, unfortunately, most cases, if not all, they are in a lustful way and they want to find some girlfriend and boyfriend. This is a problem, okay? Mm-hmm. And maybe some of them, they want to bring the excuse under the context of, for example, I want to get married. After a while, we want to get married. But as I said, in the most cases, it is not true, excuse. Yeah. Rather, they want to have free relationship between boys and girls. In the Islamic laws, very strictly, very clearly, that this kind of interaction, it is not acceptable. Because in the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala...
Even if it is going to be ended with marriage?
As I said, if from the beginning, if you have the intention of marriage, it is okay. From the beginning.
But if in the middle of the way our mind changes?
I want to say if it has been really changed, okay, in that case, maybe you do not have any problem. But how about the beginning of that? Okay, maybe 1 month, 2 months, you have some kind of interaction with the opposite gender. And after some month, you want to change your mind and go to the marriage. Okay, from that on, maybe you have chosen the best way. But how about the before that, you have done a lot of mistake during this process? I want to say that the point here is if you have the real intention of getting married, it is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it is a mere excuse for expanding your relationship with opposite gender and to have these boyfriend and girlfriend, it is not acceptable.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay. How is it like, Sheikh, in case we are actually starting such relations with the intention of doing tabligh or preaching, but our target community are the opposite gender? Is it really eligible to start such action and start working and, let's say, people with and doing the preaching on this target community?
First of all, as I said, it's refer back to the intention of that preacher. If that individual wanted to preach, for example, Islamic message and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, that individual should be considered, first of all, your tie with the opposite gender should be in a decent way, not to go to the personal affairs by any excuse. You cannot go to the personal affairs and talk about the detail of the life that of that individual and so on and so forth. And another point is to limit your conversation with that opposite gender when it is necessary, for example, to share the Islamic faith and Islamic teaching. You have to expand and to elaborate on that. But behind that, when it is not necessary, okay, you have to stop it. But another point is to remember that when you have the same gender, of course, the priority goes to the same gender, not to the opposite, opposite gender. I want to say that if you want to preach Islamic message and to share the Islamic message, first of all, we have to do it ourselves.
Very true.
What Islam recommends us to do, especially in that we are living in the time and the era that maybe one of the best ideas and the means for Satan to entrap faithful people is via the sexual interaction with the opposite
but
gender.
But some might say that, okay, the whole Prophet of Islam was appointed as the prophet for men and women. And even the imams did their preaching in tabligh and did their preaching in promoting Islamic concept with different communities, including men and women. Why should we restrict ourselves only to men and prioritize our target community to only men or not targeting the other, let's say, communities?
Maybe I could not explain it very well. I did not say that we should limit our preaching to, for example, to the same gender. Rather, I said that...
I think you said your priority is with the same gender.
Yeah, of course, the priority is with the same gender. There is no doubt about that. When, for example, we have the female preacher, they can understand each other very well. So why... the priority goes to them. Okay, rather than the opposite gender. When you talk to the, for example, same gender, you're just easily you can have interaction with him and you can give and share the Islamic message with that.
Definitely.
I want to say that, according to Islamic teaching, we do not want to say that to limit your preaching only to the same gender. Rather, we want to say that to have some observation if you want to preach Islamic message to the opposite gender.
Okay.
And of course, I mentioned what are these observations are.
And sometimes for those brothers and sisters who are active in cyberspace and actually have their own pages answering the questions and such and such issues, such and such activities, they are not actually going towards the opposite genders, but the question that comes to them is mostly from the opposite gender. So definitely it's their duty to answer those questions.
Of course, yeah.
But when there is a danger of, being entrapped by some issues, what is the duty of that person?
Of course, maybe we have to go to the, cases itself. We want to check it out, what is exactly we are talking about, because it's different. From case to case, it's different. We cannot give a general idea and general criteria, what is your responsibility, because as I said, it's different when you are stuck in variety of situation. But we should always try to remember the criteria here and try to first of all observe Islamic laws when we want to preach and share Islamic faith with other fellow brothers and sisters, to really wanted to do that and really to have the real intention of sharing Islamic faith and Islamic teaching.
Or isn't it better to actually to guide the brothers and sisters who have come to us to another person who is at the same time knowledgeable and also with the same gender?
I want to say that what in the verse of Noble Quran we have, and I have to repeat myself, first of all, to have the decent talk. It is very important.
Yeah.
Decent talk. And then not to go to the personal affairs, okay? Not to go to the lustful issues and the, for example, issues behind our needs and, out of the, let's say, scope of the ideas and scope of the, exchange of the idea. Just to be focused on what is important and what is necessary for our talk, But behind that, maybe it is not necessary to go toward that. And of course, as I mentioned, we have the, verses of Noble Quran talking about the, let me share one of the verses, Muttakhidati Akhdan, or in other verses, we have Muttakhidi Akhdan. To have the opposite gender in order to, to have the kind of illicit relationship, sexual relationship with the opposite gender. Because these verses talking about these issues and to have the indecent relationship with the opposite gender.
Okay, thank you very much, dear Sheikh, and respect listeners. We have been talking about different issues and let's say different doubts and misconceptions in Islamic beliefs, and alhamdulillah, we have found it quite informative. I hope that you have enjoyed this session and this discussion, dear brothers and sisters. And faith till our next session. I'll live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الآن إن في الجنة نهرا من ماء إن في لبان علي وحسين وحسن.